Radical Russ here at Dag Hammarskjöld Plaza, UN building area in New York City. We've run into Betty Allworth, the Executive Director of Students for Sensible Drug Policy. Betty, how are you doing?
I could not be better, Russ. Could not be better. Thanks so much for being here with us.
It's been my pleasure. Your SSDP 10th conference was my first ever, and I really, really enjoyed it. Give me your thoughts on the conference, and we'll talk a little bit about this.
The conference was incredible. We had 150 more people at conference than ever before, more than 100 more students than ever before, and as Tom Angel just reminded me, think of how many new Chalene titles we made at that conference, right? Like, we brought so many young people together to have these incredibly important and in-depth conversations about drug policy and how it affects their lives and how they can continue to spread the message, and had a wonderful celebration of our network and our community.
Do you have any count of how many states and countries attended?
As a matter of fact, it was at least 35 states and at least 16 countries represented.
Wow.
I know, it was so exciting. And we were able to partner with the Caravan. The Caravan for Peace and Justice came up and met us at conference. They participated in our conference, and we had our first ever session in Spanish. And then we all rode up this morning together to New York.
And that's what we're seeing here with all the artwork and displays?
Yes, here today we are seeing art produced by young people displayed here on Dag Hammarskjöld Plaza right outside the United Nations. Have about, I'd say 100 students and many other community members here to participate in this action and spread the word a bit about the work that we're doing to end the war on drugs.
What a wonderful time for it. The United Nations General Assembly is happening starting tomorrow, running over 420 and then 421. I assume you'll be there?
We will be inside the United Nations and at various associated events outside with the Museum of Drug Policy and the Stop the Harm Coalition, both of which are working to ensure that we're spreading the message so far beyond New York. And are able to, enlist as many allies in this movement to end the war on drugs as possible.
What, if any, are the differences between a 2006 SSDP freshman and a 2016 SSDP freshman?
That is such a good question. I don't think I've ever gotten that question before. A 2016 SSDP freshman is just like any other freshman, which means that they are somewhat more socially engaged, somewhat more civically engaged, and have higher expectations of their political engagement and the results that they expect from it than ever before. We've seen a consistent upslope for the past 30 years, maybe, in terms of the impact the young people think that they can have on the world around them and the investments that they're ready to make in it. I think that the 2016 SSDP year, though, is grappling with some real important questions that are bubbling to the surface here in drug policy reform in general. We're looking now at medical use of psychedelics. We're looking at, an opioid problem that is ballooning, although I'm not quite ready to use the word epidemic. We're looking at, a set of marijuana policy reforms that really aren't helping the communities that have been most harmed by the war on drugs. And we are working to make sure that they are having those conversations in an authentic way right now, that they're having those conversations in a way that is actionable. It's one thing to sit around in a room full of people who agree with you and talk about this stuff, but what we do at SSDP is give them the skills and the resources and the tools that they need to take that back to campus and turn it into something. And our 2016 students are just as ready as our 2006 students were and our 1998 students.
Our 2006 SSDP year was looking at the possibility of medical marijuana. In 2016, they're looking at the possibility of medical LSD. So that is quite a jump. You were a big part of legalization in Colorado in 2012. We're 3.5 years into it. We've got a number of reports back. What can we tell people about how legalization has affected students and young people in Colorado?
Well, what we've seen is not only arrests for cannabis go down, but arrests for drugs across the board. And what that means is that there are fewer people in Colorado, and especially young people, who are disenfranchised from their futures. We are no longer punishing quite as many people with the very real impacts of a drug charge, like not being able to get a job or housing or education. you know, I, for one, am quite pleased with the results so far in Colorado. I think the social outcomes have been, you know, relatively stable, which is kind of what we expected. We were certainly not expecting the world to change overnight. What we can say definitively is the prohibitionists were dead wrong.
You know, they'll say that the school-related expulsions are way up, or there's more kids in rehab, or the terrible things that they say. Where are they getting this, and why does this still persist?
You know, one of the difficulties is that we've been measuring all of this wrong for a long time, and we still are measuring it. If we're measuring the number of kids who are caught in school with drugs, then that is the wrong measurement. What we need to be measuring is how kids are doing overall. And, you know, when the...
That's okay.
We
got ourselves with some other interviews backing into us.
There's a lot going on here today. You know, if we're looking at how kids are doing overall, there is no question that young people in Colorado are benefiting from the tax revenue and from regulation overall. We are seeing improvements in many, many ways. And so much of the data that we're mismeasuring or that we don't need to be measuring, well, that's just fuzzy. The fact of the matter is there are more drug expulsions. But what we know is that we don't know whether those are due to marijuana or other drugs, and that use of other drugs is increasing. There are more drug expulsions, and teachers are getting more training in how to catch kids with drugs.
Right, right.
So what is it due to? We certainly can't say that it's due to an increase in drug use, because the data doesn't show that.
Right. I always like to say, just because you caught 2 fish one day and 14 fish the next day doesn't mean there's more fish in the river. You just might have bought a net the second day.
Precisely. Precisely. Yeah, you change your bait.
Yeah. And they say, you know, there's more admissions to emergency rooms or poison control centers. And I always say, yeah, because you don't get busted for going into that now.
Precisely. I mean, there are so many different social changes that are happening here. And what we need to do is look at the whole picture, not just individual points of data. If you look at individual points of data without any context, it can be pretty scary. I'll admit that. But if you're looking at the full context, what you're going to see is that cannabis legalization and regulation for adult use has, without question, been a boon to Colorado.
Betty Altworth from Students for Sensible Drug Policy. The website is ssdp.org. Where's the 2017 conference and when?
Oh, that's a really great question. I'll let you know real soon.
Oh,
We're working on booking it very, very soon here.
May I recommend Portland, Oregon?
You may recommend Portland, Oregon. You wouldn't be the first.
All right. Thanks, Betty. We'll see you later.